Hello and welcome to the debrief for our overshadow game of Shadowrun for One Shot Mondays. I said it to these guys at the end of the episode. I think it didn't make it in, but I'm just thrilled with how they did. Like, they made this such a fun adventure.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to talk about it more, but it's that trope of the GM can never plan for everything. It's always going to be something different. And that's what I just love about RPGs. I just need to gush a bit about how I love collaborating with these folks. And
well,
Nikki,
you
it was a pleasure
did,
having you, by the way.
You the way. Did an absolutely awesome job as the GM.
It was amazing.
So.
That's,
yes.
The story was
this
great.
This story
I
is
loved
so
it.
Freaking good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I am actually, so lucky to get to play with you guys on this, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The actually kind of leads right into our first question, which is, oh, what were you going to say, Wesley?
Oh, I was just going to say, in general, I think we can appreciate everyone else all around for being pretty darn good role players, just
oh,
saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the first question is, what did you guys think of the last arc? Because we're stealing our Thornvale list. So basically, what did you think of this one shot?
Awesome.
It was epic.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
I would put this at a 9 or even a 10. This was a really fun one. I loved it.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Yeah. I had a blast with this one. It's hard to not like compare it to like other ones, but it was like, it was at least as good as like Hannah's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The whole feeling is different only because of the setting and stuff. But even so, one thing I really loved was the fact of how many absolutely hilarious moments there happened to be in the middle of this dark and grim sea. You know, the whole thing is like, yes, it's post-apocalyptic and we're killers, but we're going to take time to laugh at this thing over here.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole pink pickle.
It was so funny.
I will
okay.
be the first to not apologize for that.
You never should.
You should never apologize for that. That was amazing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think like the definitely like the two strongest things were definitely the role playing and the story was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic of characters was really interesting to me too, just because like we all kind of had our own stuff, but we were all so different. Like I really just liked that all along with Adam, or sorry, I just called you Adam, Andrew's GMing. It was just like, it was just a really cool dynamic overall.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
I don't know if another question will cover it, but like the big thing for me was you guys gave me a lot of trust as the DM, GM before we even started, and you gave me like a little bit of control over your characters and their backstories a bit, because I asked you guys like a lot of leading questions like, hey, what corporation do you think you don't like, or would you be okay if this is the corporation you don't like, and like I asked some of those to kind of like make you all hate the same one, because some of like Susanna's was obvious.
Yep.
But I didn't have a parent corporation. Like, she had like her own special like sub corporation. And then I think it was Wesley who was like, I definitely don't like evil. I want that to be the one I used to work for. And then I think it was for Hannah and Nikki, I was like, hey, like, you guys don't like corporations. How does Evo sound? And they're like, sounds good. And like,
yeah,
it just like made it easy. Okay. And then like, when I was trying to come up with like what the story was going to be, I was, yeah. Yeah, evil. Yeah, yeah. But like, I was trying to come up with a story, and I was like, I want it to like wrap all these guys in somehow. I think that'd be really cool. And like, Nikki was like, I want to be a half orc. And I was like, half orcs aren't supposed to exist, but they should. So then I was like, well, what if somebody tried to use magic to like recreate goblinization and like force somebody to become one? And
yeah,
then
that
was
super
cool. That's
cool.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh, that's cool. And then Hannah was a vampire, and I was like, oh, Hannah's a vampire. Like, somebody could modify something else with a vampire. And then like Wesley was a rigger, and I was like, oh, what if you could rig that thing? And I was like, made this like crazy like bear monster.
And then,
I loved your bear monster, by the way.
Yeah.
I was so terrified it was gonna kill us.
Oh,
I thought it was gonna kill everybody.
And I knocked Hannah out in one blow, I was like, crap. Because what I did is I took like a stock bear from Shadowrun and then like added on a couple things.
Oh my god.
And I think the stock bear was pretty close to this, but to pull back the curtains a bit, it had a body and strength of 15.
Jeez.
Sorry, 14
wow.
body
explains and
15
why you were
strength.
Using so many freaking
yeah,
dice.
So, and it did close combat, so all of its attacks got 15 dice plus another number. So
like he's got this, he's got this like dice little like container that he's been using. And he kept like pulling out more and more of them. And I'm just sitting here just sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my attack rolls with that monster were like 21 dice.
I'm glad I used those edges. Edges. Edge.
I'm glad I used that rope.
Horrifying.
Yeah, no crap.
Okay, so we're going to go to the next question, I think. The next question is, what was your favorite part of the whole adventure? If you had to pick one moment that you liked the best, what would that moment be?
Pink pickle.
The pink pickle.
Pink pickle.
I am a little torn between using that rope to just stop that combat from killing all of us and the pink pickle, but I think I have to go with the pink pickles because I had so much fun doing that.
It was just so funny, and Andrew was so uncomfortable, and I was very Susanna uncomfortable. Was so amused. it was great.
I was not prepared for it, but it was great.
It was amazing.
I think my favorite moment was the, like, after all of the flashbacks happen and then the reveal with Fluke's dad. Like, I think that was my favorite.
That was so good. You did a really good job pacing all that, Andrew. Like, it wasn't like too much at once, but it was kind of spread out. Like, it was really well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I did love that.
I actually have to say, well, did you say yours, Wesley?
No, I don't think I did. I think I might have to agree with Hannah for as hilarious as the other one was, which it will, and it will live on forever. But I think I might have to say the reveal, or just collectively seeing everyone's flashback moments, because all together, like, that in and of itself, as a listener, I would have been like, well, then what happened? Now I want to know what happened to all these characters. What happened immediately after that? I want to know more.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I want to know their lives. Mm. Yeah. I have to say, like, I think you put it really well, Nikki. Like, I think my favorite part was just, like, all those flashbacks, the way they were paced and how they came together. Like, I was patting myself on the back a bit. I try to be humble by that. I think I just really like, because that moment was cool. Like, that episode right before the last one that ended with Fluke, like, opening up a clip on his dad. Like, that was just, like, a really cool moment where, like, you could start knowing why everyone was there. And then I kind of just, like, said it in the last episode to make clear, but like by that point everyone knows like why each of the characters are there and why they have stakes and why they hate this company so much. And I just thought that was cool that we were able to tell that kind of story.
It's awesome.
And like I said, like, I just thank you guys for like giving me so much trust and like a little bit of control over your characters, because I know that that's like, this is my character, you know, and like getting to like help collaborate, like that made me feel good as like a dungeon master. So
hey, I mean,
thank you for that. Yeah.
Go on, Nikki. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say thank you for being a trustworthy GM.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Not everybody can do that and communicate with their team like that. Yeah. So I appreciate that. Yeah,
trust is so important in RPG playing, just in general.
It is.
Like there are so many things that like we couldn't have done in different games, you know, like overall without like being a group that trusts each other, you know. Like I think of a lot of moments in like Thornvale, you know, like I wouldn't have done stuff, and I can think of a lot of moments in Top of the Round, you know, where like if you guys didn't like have that good trust and be able to like work with each other like you do, it's just
There were quite a few moments out of episode 32 where Kenan was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, we're good. Like, continue. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of have to be comfortable with communicating. So I really just like, this was really a positive experience overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually had to say, like, I started almost getting to that point in the last episode of this where like, I was like, shoot, did I screw this up? Especially because like, there was something recently that happened with our home game where I was unfairly thinking that things weren't balanced. So, but this just kind of reinforces, like you're saying, like that trust is just so important and things will end up all right most of the time.
Definitely.
The next question
maybe
is
not for your character.
Yeah. Maybe
but
not for your
for
character,
us.
But you know, the next question is, where do you think things are going from here? Which we talked about a little bit after the episode, but
oh man,
Overshadow
too.
Wouldn't
normally be supposed to talk about it on one shot, but like, yeah, that's a two shot. I want another one.
Someday down the road, we'll find time
really
to get
good.
Back
if
together.
If we go back to this, I think the plot would have to be, how do we hunt down the evil elf that ruined all our lives?
Well, I guarantee you, like, as soon as we go back, Fluke is going to be like, I'm going to murder my daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, understandably.
Yeah, understandably so.
I think we all want to murder your father.
I think if we do find him, we're just going to have to stand everybody in a line, be like, all right, your turn, now your turn, now your turn, yeah. Now your turn, now start over again, now you, yeah. Now you.
Yeah. So that's right, and I think, obviously, like, we're going to have to be, like, we're going to be, like, hunted down, you know, like...
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
We're
the way you said
that's fugitives a within
concerning.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, especially because like Arrow as a character is like a vigilante by night. I don't think we really like covered that.
Actually, if we
want
to jump
really
to that question, well, never mind. Go ahead. Sorry, ooh. I cut you off.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that like that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm foreseeing a moment where now that they are fugitives, my character will have to seriously alter his wardrobe. Just saying.
I can just imagine like Arrow and Fluke like talking like, okay, you have to get rid of it. You have to. You're not allowed to keep it. You have to get rid of it.
And he's just gonna be like, but not the hat. Not the hat.
Oh my god. Okay, so now I'm just imagining at the end when like all their faces are flashing, like if it flashes Vanessa too, just because yeah. You know.
Not my girl.
No,
they should be traveling in this van.
Suspects may be fleeing in this vehicle.
Yes.
Well, he'll repaint her. He'll repaint her. Give her a new paint.
Oh, poor Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa.
Gotta take care of his girl. And, you know, what do you want to happen next? I think it's a pretty obvious answer for all of you.
Murder.
Part two.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me? And I'm actually going to wrap this into some things that didn't happen. Was there anything that... I'll talk about some things that didn't happen, but if there's anything that you guys thought was going to happen and didn't happen, or if you have any questions for me about things that could have happened in the story, you know.
I
thought we were going to get to fight his dad. Sorry. Yeah. But,
yeah. Yeah. I was kind of hoping.
After that
but,
setup, I was hoping for, but it didn't happen.
But the setup
okay.
at the end is
it made up
way
for it.
Better.
Yeah.
Like, totally
yeah.
made up for it. Yeah.
I was kind of thinking that it might be after meeting their middleman, I thought maybe there might have been I wasn't expecting to get to the head guy so soon. I thought maybe there might be a middleman bad guy who was like, oh yeah, before you get to him, you got to go through me, you know.
Yeah.
Which they
mini
kind
boss?
Of.
I don't know. Maybe next time.
They
kind of did, no, but it was a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to see all of you in what he was hoping to be your moment of demise. Like he didn't want to watch it happen. He just wanted to know that he got you all together and duped you.
Well, I mean, one of us got spiked.
Classic
rather
evil
horribly.
Villain move. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did get impaled. So he.
Yeah, he probably just left after that. He's like, "All right, we're done."
Yeah,
right,
I kind of described it like he was like walking to the side of that room, and he just like went up the stairwell to the helicopter and left.
Ah.
So.
If I'd realized there was a helicopter, man, I didn't have time.
Crash the copter! Yeah. Crash the copter!
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually kind of hoping at some point for things like we wish could have happened. Like, Andrew, I thought at some point you're going to be like, Zara is starting to feel hungry. And then I was
Or maybe in the next one.
Town,
honestly,
please.
Like, I think I just got a bit like, try it. Like, you know, there's so much going on in this
game. I know.
Like,
I have someone Zara
have
can
learn.
Eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they ever have the helicopter again, like if they ever cross the, when we come back to it, if there is a helicopter and he's in it, or just bad guys in general are in a helicopter, I would love to see, I know that my character does not like Fluke very much, and Fluke doesn't like him very much, I don't think. But I could
doesn't like anyone.
But I could totally
see. Maybe Arrow.
I could absolutely see, like, if I could jump into the helicopter and he could technomance, and then we could, like, tag team crash this chopper. Or whatever vehicle.
So cool.
Like, we come out of it, we're just like, yeah, we're bros now. We're kind of bros now.
Yeah.
I can go for that.
That'd be cool.
I guess we'll find out what happens next time.
I think my big one, because you guys actually got through a decent, like, most of the chunk of my notes. Like, you hit pretty much everything. The one thing that I was happy didn't happen was at the very end, the Mava and Lars not being with the group of guards that got killed, but with the group that like went out to go find the van.
He loves them so much.
I know. I threw them in there as like a funny thing, but I'm glad they didn't actually die at the end of the day. So.
They got to have their D&D session. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there was supposed to be like a
sorry,
chase,
not not D&D, they're CNC
sessions. CNC, yes.
I feel like if we play again, they're going to be like YouTubers or like have their own podcast or something that we're going to end up like hearing about. Like, I just feel like they're permanent in this world.
Yeah. It's going to be like, oh, wait, what weren't they?
Maybe they're getting like interviewed or something by like a news station about
the whole thing,
whatever, like terrorist attack or whatever we did on this place or something like that.
They're like, oh, no, we don't know a thing. We weren't here. We were doing something else.
We saw the van as it like left. I love that. Wasn't there also supposed to be like a chase?
Right. So at the very end, the way I'd imagined it happening was like you guys break out of this place and the SWAT is there and like you have to like fight your way to Vanessa and like peel out and drive away. And then, you know, they pursue is what I imagined would happen.
Nope.
But honestly, like that would have just been so much more time. I think that actually kind of leads into my last, well, second to last question that I kind of made up for this one. But thoughts on the system. I know we had a lot of thoughts.
Boy, did we.
And before we start, I'm just going to say, like, I said it way at the start of this whole thing for the fans, but, like, we heavily homebrewed this system to be our own special thing because none of us had time to become doctorate-level scholars of Shadowrun. And I know it's kind of me bagging on the system a bit. It is a great system. Like, there's something about rolling 21 d6s to attack one of your players that just made me feel so good and happy on the inside. Like, I love that. So I love the fact that it is a make a giant dice pool kind of system. The only thing is I feel like it's a bit, there's a lot of complexity. Like, just about everything, every action you could do has its own like little write-up you have to read to understand the rules. It's not like Monster of the Week where you just like, I want to do this. Okay, it's a this roll. And you make the roll and you know what happens. So,
yeah, I appreciated the system for the story and just the setting and the and rolling huge numbers of dice. That was I agree. That was very cool. but the level of math you had to do for even the simplest roll was a bit off-putting. But if I had more time, I would be curious to learn more of this system. But I probably, like, as a matter of course, as a go-to system, I probably wouldn't use this as a go-to system.
I think part of the problem comes from the rule book. Mm. Like, I don't feel like the rule book is very well written.
It's super confusing. I had to have my husband help me because I was like, I don't know what this page means.
So I feel like the system could be a lot better if they rewrote the book.
Yeah, like
By the way, we are using the Sixth World or Sixth Edition book.
I looked it up, and like a lot of people said, like Sixth Edition, like the rule book, they just didn't write it as well as past ones when they made all the changes. So, I think the system's always been somewhat complicated. Like, for example, like I had to look up how to use a med kit. Like, there's not like standard rules for that. Like, I have to go to the med kit and see how it's used in order to know how to use it. But that's okay. I mean, like, the base, like, the very base structure of the system, like, you have these attributes, you have these skills, add your attribute to your ranks in the skills, and that's your dice pool. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's actually not super simple just to play the, or too super complicated just to play the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly a matter of us just not knowing yet what dice pool goes with what roll.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that, like, it's unhelpful for us having to, like, look it up all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, it's one of those things that we'd get better at over time.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see myself, but the character creation process is fundamentally broken.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I felt, like, so stupid, like a potato. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what to click, and I kept bothering your husband. I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah. I was happy to be bothered because, like,
I know.
I like to be, like, the, if I'm the DM, I want to, like, help my players in any way possible with that kind of stuff, because
a couple solid days pestering Andrew about how the system works.
I feel like I enjoy the fact that there's not, like, a class, and you're not, like, limited to a specific class, so it makes, like, the characters, like, more customizable, like, you can choose different things, but how they have it, like, laid out just did not make sense at all.
It
doesn't help that it's a point-by system, and they never tell you that.
This is why.
If they just added a couple of extra lines of, hey, this is how stuff is done, that would have been super
There's
helpful.
There's 15 point buy systems, and then you have to walk backwards while reading the book from the back forward.
Yes. Do a flip.
That is exactly how it worked.
Yodel very loudly, you know, all that.
But to end on a happy note, like, I agree with what you guys were saying. It, like, the setting itself is so cool. Like,
yes, the setting makes
like,
up for it.
The fact that it's, like, dystopian future, megacorporations rule the world. By the way, there's magic, there's dwarves, there's elves, there's dragons, like, there's orcs. Like, it was just, like, cool that they found a way to, like, mash all that together, and it made a ton of sense. Like, it just, the setting feels so cool and rich. And, like, if you read those parts of the rule book that explain it, like, that's really cool. So
yeah, for sure. And like I said, the gameplay itself is not particularly hard. Would you figure it's just a thing plus a thing, and then you math it. And it's really not even math at that point. You just count the number of successes and hits. Like, it's really not complicated. Like, the actual rolling in Pathfinder is harder, and I love Pathfinder. But like, it's a crunchy system.
My problem was,
you know,
like, knowing where the stats were to count, like, that's the thing. I don't know where they're at.
The setting always struck me as, when I first read it, I was getting big flashes of things like The Fifth Element or Blade Runner, you know, things like that. Which, by the way, if you have not seen either of those movies, do them. They're amazing. But yeah, I all around, even with the crunchiness of the system, it was really, really fun. And
we made it fun.
I did my best, and I'm happy.
I mean, it does fall on the GM, I think, a little bit too, which, I mean, even with a system like this and with the crunchiness, depending on the GM you get, I'm guessing could be not a really great time, but thankfully, this was not it. So, and this is also why it's very important to have a math person on your team.
So I think the last, like, stock question I have before we just do any closing remarks or final thoughts, what kind of fan art would you like to see?
Ooh. Oh,
all of it.
Delilah.
All of the fan art.
I mean, just in general, I'd love to see, like, art of our characters. That'd be cool.
And but Vanessa, like, on the side.
Yes. Yeah.
Vanessa's got to be in there somewhere.
Yes. Like a Scooby gang shot in front of Vanessa.
Oh my god, that would be so cool.
That'd be perfect.
That would make sense. I mean, I don't know what this says about my brain, but as far as character art in certain moments, I kind of want to see my drones absolutely decimate the guards. That's cool. I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see Fluke shooting the glass.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah.
I like the bear fight. I kind of want to see in like multiple like comic strip, like this happens and then Zara gets impaled and then everyone's like, oh no. And then like, so I just think it would be cool to like see that all played out like in comic strip form. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I think I didn't say it in episode. I think I might have thrown the word troll in there somewhere, but basically they crossed a troll with a bear and then gave it vampirism. That's why it had horns like a troll and turtle deposits. I'd like to see someone's interpretation of a troll bear vampire
with a horn.
With a horn, yeah.
It's a troll bear pyre.
Yeah, troll bear pyre.
Troll bear pyre. You know we're gonna have to fight like an army of those things next time, right?
I don't know.
Everyone needs a whip.
That'll be fun. We all need whips.
It's a gun. Your whip did so much more damage than my gun, by the way.
Yeah.
The whip was really a good choice in the end, I think. Yeah.
The monofilament whip is no joke.
Did I get both the killing blows?
You got the killing blow on... Oh, yeah, because when you guys fought the elemental earlier.
Yeah.
See, we have to play
Except
again.
Except for Wesley's drones decimating four guards at once.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that everybody got to do something cool at some point. Like, I felt like everybody on the team helped, you know? Like, Zara helped a lot with, like, the sneaking in with Fluke. Like, those two were very good at sneaking in and, like, giving them access to so much. And then, like, Arrow, of course, just helped killing everything. And Wesley helped killing everything and being Overwatch and, like, gathering information. Like, you all were so useful, and that was cool.
And then Fluke had Delilah and the rope pretty much.
I think like we kind of accidentally chose really good like character types to go well with each other. It was a really well, I don't know. We just all kind of had abilities that, played off each other well.
Definitely, definitely.
Just because the one thing would be harder to put into an art form, I would love to see maybe just like a still frame of the night fight on the roof with the elemental, because it's an elemental. How do you art that? So I'd be...
Oh my god. The lighting would be so cool, like from the elemental, in the darkness.
That would be cool. Yeah, I agree. Any other thoughts? Anything else you guys needed to get off your chest before we close up this debrief?
I just want to say how much I enjoyed having Nikki to come play with us.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Thank you so much. I was going to just say thank you so much for having me. Like, this was definitely a highlight every time I got to get together with you guys. And I look forward to doing it again, hopefully. So it was super fun.
Hey, whether it's this or something else, let's collab.
We must.
I'm totally down as long as it works. Because, like, I mean, waking up early this morning wasn't too bad either. So, because I got to hang out with all y'all. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
That's my thing. I'm just happy we had a cool guest that was really good at role playing and stuff.
Yeah. For sure. It made the experience. You guys, I mean, did.
Thankfully, I've never had to deal with this, but I've heard from friends of mine who try to roleplay, and I mean, when the GM says something that's contrary to what they want to do for whatever reason, they will try to argue every way out of it, and I'm just thinking, I'm just sitting there like, you know, you're sucking. You know, you'd be sucking the fun out of it for everybody if you do that.
I've had players like that.
That's no fun.
Well, I am very glad that none of the four of us are of that sort. So
Especially because, like, I mean, it kind of helps that none of us knew any of the rules. But
I think that's
supposed to argue about.
I think that's the last thing I could maybe say to any fans is, like, if you know Shadowrun inside and out and you love the system, and if our pairing it down to be a little bit more simple butchered it, I'm sorry, and I hope that our amazing story made up for it. I'm sure it did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry for not being sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry
Contact
for not being sorry.
Contact us and teach us how to play.
Please.
If you know Shadowrun.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think, like, anybody who listened to this, I know I'm not the listener, but, like, I'm sure anybody who listened to this had a blast listening to it. So,
it was so much fun. Yeah. All
and
of it.
For folks who know nothing about Shadowrun and think that it's, like, a tough system to get into, like, you don't have to follow all the rules. You can just do what we did and have a blast with it, and you don't have to spend, you know, 10 years learning the system to understand it. Like, just go have fun. Yeah. You don't have to know it inside and out.
Yeah, it's like that for any rule system. Like, any rule system, like, you, the players, and the GM, like, it's up to you to make your own fun. Like, that's the whole point of the system. You know, take a lesson from Lars and Mava, you know? It's about having fun and just playing a game with people and making friends, you know? That's what it's all about. So.
Oh yeah. And I do want to point out too, if you're here just listening to this one shot, check out Thornvale in, like, the main show, because Susanna is an epic killer GM and she worries me, and these guys are really, really good and produce a high quality show that you should be listening to.
Oh, so emphasis on killer GM.
Oh yeah.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are here and you enjoyed listening to Arrow and had a blast, go check out Top of the Round, because we also all love those shows.
Yes, Top of the Round is so good.
To everyone listening, I'm actually catching up on Top of the Round, and I don't know where I've been for all of my life, because now I really need to know.
Yeah, I have to say, like, same thing to you, Nikki. Like, you guys produce such a top quality show, and
your
characters are so good, and your world is so cool. And Kenan, your DM is a killer DM. Like,
yeah, Kenan's hardcore.
Yeah, he's hardcore.
I don't even know what to say about
that
point.
If you guys like
twisty.
If you guys have listened to Thornvale and you like my GMing style, you will like Kenan's GMing style.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. We actually kind of like that joke. There's a running joke that they're the same person because they've never, like, been in, like, you know, like, yeah, you don't know.
You've
like,
they've been in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
I could be running two different accounts on Discord. You don't know.
Yeah. So just, you know,
all I'm saying is I've never talked to Kevin.
I don't want to be like the bearer of bad news, but I think I have some evidence to refute that. Well, no. Not that. I was saying you guys did a Dragon Knights one shot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's true.
Technically.
Oh, crap. It was all fake.
It was pre-recorded.
It was rehearsed.
Not real.
Okay, I think on that note, though, once again, thank you all of you for playing. Thank you to all you listeners for listening. And we will see you in 3 weeks for our next one shot. And hope to see you more on all of our main stuff. So,
all right.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. Yay.